I needed a vacation. That was the headline that blasted across my thoughts as I stared at the note that had been so carefully placed on my counter. I was supposed to be going on a teensy getaway with Bishop. After the bullshit we'd gone through over the last few days, taking some time off had seemed paramount. Taking a brief pause from my contemplation, I found my shirt and yanked it back on before continuing my internal deliberation. As I stared at the cardstock, the devil on my shoulder was making a solid case for ignoring literally everything in my life, packing a bag and hightailing it to some undiscovered corner of the map with no cell service, which could only be accessed by boat. At this point, I was considering moving into a yurt or something just to not have to deal with the utter shit show that had become my life. Angel Darby began arguing in favor of staying to find my psychopath of a brother, while Devil Darby was still painting pictures of Bishop and me wearing very little clothing in a hut on the beach sipping Mai Tais. I had to admit, Devil Darby was winning that fight. Hands down. And what did the line, "Your mother can't protect you anymore," mean? As far as I knew, and that wasn't much when it came to Mariana, but still, she hadn't done a damn thing to protect me a day in my life. This damn note was a taunt, a dare, and I didn't like it one bit. Without much thought on my part, I yanked a paper towel from the holder and picked up the note to inspect it. There wasn't a damn clue to be had on the thing, at least not to my naked eye. You know that means you could just pretend you never saw it, right? Just drop it like a hot potato and scamper off to a cabin in the woods with Bishop. See? Devil Darby had a solid plan. And what happens when X doesn't just stop at notes? Then it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre time with a side of Halloween for dessert. And there was Angel Darby, coming in for the buzzkill. I was still mired in my internal debate until the note was yanked from my hands. Slowly turning to the culprit, I silently blinked out my shock. Azriel stood bold as brass in my living room, an expression of unmitigated rage on his face. And while the rage wasn't anything to sneeze at, that was not what had shocked me. Don't get me wrong, my angel of death father just popping up in my living room was definitely shockworthy. However, it was the set of ebony wings protruding from his back that really got my attention.
I swear to everything holy, it's like you're trying to get killed, he growled,
incredibly put out for some reason. Well, it's not like I called him here. Is there a particular reason you're in my living room looking like the Grim Reaper, or is this just part of your charm? His form flickered a little, his hair turning white as a faint purple tinted his irises before they, along with his wings, winked out of sight.
I'm in your living room on the off chance your brother has decided to put a blood curse on this note,
Azriel said, waving the cardstock in my face.
Honestly, out of everyone, I sort of figured I wouldn't have to worry too much about you, but the last few days have proved me wrong on that front tenfold.
That was totally not fair. No part of this has been my fault. Not the poltergeist, not the ABI building attack, and certainly not the Dubois Nest debacle. And if I remember right, wasn't it you who sent me there in the first damn place? No, sir, if anyone is to blame, it's you and your bullshit lack of information. Was I yelling at a death deity? Why, yes. Yes, I was.